With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A murder trial enters its fourth day in grand court as a jury hears the case against Demecio Frederick. As Radio KMAN's Jevy Ebanks reports, he's accused of killing his uncle, Christopher Johnson, on New Year's Eve 2024.
Jurors heard further medical evidence, including testimony from a Canadian forensic pathologist who confirmed that Mr. Johnson's injuries were most consistent with strangulation or neck compression. He said he could not determine the attacker's position, but agreed with the local pathologist's earlier conclusion that strangulation was the likely cause of death. The jury remained highly engaged, questioning both experts about the effects of stress on the body and the delay between the initial post-mortem reports and overseas second opinion. The trial has already heard from the persons who discovered Mr. Johnson's body, colleagues he worked with, police witnesses, and Mr. Johnson's ex-wife, who said the pair had been attempting to reconcile and had agreed he would move back into the family home on the day he died. The trial resumes at 10 a.m. in the main court building. Jevy Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
MPs turned their attention to healthcare, housing, and the cost of living. On Thursday, members pressed Finance Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin on how Sinico can make it easier for civil servants to use private hospitals. And backbenchers urged him to bring public sector health plans under one roof.
We cannot have one entire public sector with a multiple of systems around healthcare and pension.
On housing discussions, Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks told members that only a small number of affordable homes are occupied so far and set out plans for government-owned land in East End to be subdivided and sold to qualifying Caymanians.
The minister's staff are currently preparing the policy document, which is expected to be completed by Easter of 2026.
Members then turned to 8 private members' motions on the order paper, including new standing committees and a proposal to limit social media use for children under the age of 16, which received broad support. Cabinet gives the green light for additional nighttime taxi permits. According to minutes from their February 25th meeting, Cayman's leaders also approved remuneration rates for the Public Transit Appeals Tribunal, as well as the leasing of additional office space at Anderson Square for the Office of the Auditor General. From grocery bills to mortgages and light payments, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says his government is reshaping its cost of living plan. Here's Elizabeth Charles.
The Premier laid out his plans with Radio Cayman's Talk Today. He says the work starts with import duty on everyday items and that Minister Nicolas DaCosta is already reviewing the duty schedule.
Let's see what can be slashed on certain products. Hopefully on some of the essential goods. Some stuff is already duty-free, but what else could be slashed?
He says the biggest pressure on household budgets is the cost of housing and energy, and that a 10-year housing plan is now before cabinet. It includes restarting a government home ownership program and changing stamp duty.
They've ticked all the boxes, but where the hurdle that they trip over is usually the stamp duty cost, the closing cost, and lower that cost so they could get in a home.
On energy, Ebanks says Minister Rolston Anglin is working with Ofreg, CUC, and the Green Energy Lobby.
The three of you seem to be in quite tense relationship. How do we get to yes to lower the cost of energy?
The Premier says cheaper power, more affordable housing, and lower health insurance costs are the main targets this term, and he expects cost of living measures to stay on the agenda as Parliament continues. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. Israel and the United States have continued their attacks on Tehran and other cities across Iran. The US said its Air Force had bombed dozens of buried ballistic missile launchers. As the war enters its seventh day, the Iranian Red Crescent says over 1,000 people have been killed. Israel's armed forces have intensified the bombing campaign in Lebanon with airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iran-backed Hezbollah. The Israeli military says it's hit a command center and a drone depot. Several explosions have been heard over Tel Aviv. The Israeli military said it had detected missiles launched from Iran and was working to intercept them. Qatar has warned that the US-Israeli war against Iran could bring down the economies of the world. The energy minister said he expected all energy producers in the Gulf region to shut down exports within weeks. Azerbaijan says it's withdrawing its diplomats from Iran to ensure staff safety. On Thursday, Baku had accused Iran of sending 4 drones across its northern border into Azerbaijan's Nakhchivan enclave. The tax authorities in Hungary have confirmed the detention of 7 Ukrainians on suspicion of money laundering. The men were travelling in 2 vans reportedly carrying tens of millions of dollars and euros in cash, as well as several kilograms of gold. BBC News.